नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल्ड किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट 35 तव विभवः खलु भगवन् जगदुदयस्थितिलयादीनि विश्वसृजस्येषांशा तत्र मृषा स्पर्धन्ति पृथग् अभिमत्या। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear Lord, this cosmic manifestation and its creation, maintenance and annihilation are all but your opulences. Are all but your opulences. Since Lord Brahma and the other creators are nothing but small portions of a portion of you, their partial power to create does not make them God, Ishwar. Their consciousness of themselves as separate lords is therefore merely false prestige. It is not valid. Purport. A devotee who has fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord knows very well that the creative energy of the living entities, from Lord Brahma down to the small ant, exists because the living entities are part and parcel of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 15.7, the Lord says, Mamayavamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. The living entities are nothing but very small portions of the Supreme Spirit, like sparks of a fire. Because they are part of the Supreme, they have a creative quality in a very minute quantity. The so-called scientists of the modern materialistic world are proud because they have created modern facilities like great airplanes. But the credit for creating the airplane should go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not to the scientists who have invented or created the so-called wonderful products. The first consideration is the intelligence of the scientist. One must be elevated by the dictation of the Supreme Lord, who says in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. From me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Because the Supreme Lord, as super soul, sits within the core of every living entity's heart, the dictation by which one advances in scientific knowledge or creative faculties come from him. Furthermore, the ingredients to manufacture wonderful machines like airplanes are also supplied by the Lord, not by the scientists. Before the airplane was created, its ingredients already existed, having been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when the manifested creation of the airplane is ruined, the remaining debris is a problem for the so-called creators. Another example is that the West is creating many automobiles. The ingredients of these cars are supplied, of course, by the Supreme Lord. And the intelligence of the so-called creation is also supplied by the Lord. Ultimately, when the cars are demolished, the so-called creators are faced with the problem of what to do with their ingredients. The actual creator, the original creator, is the Personality of Godhead. Only in the interim does someone creates something with intelligence supplied by the Lord, and later the creation again becomes a problem. Therefore, the so-called creator is not to be credited with the act of creation. The only credit goes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is rightly stated herein that the credit for all the opulences of creation, maintenance and annihilation belongs to the Supreme Lord, not to the living entities. Maharaj Chitraketu is seeing the Lord face to face, and is speaking out his realization of the Lord's position. The previous verse discussed about how he is conquered by the love of his devotees. And in this verse, how ultimately he is the cause of all causes is being brought out. And anyone who claims any credit for creating is simply under his illusory energy. The Lord's illusory energy, that's all. These are the babblings of a foolish person and cannot be taken seriously. So this is the deep realization of Maharaj Chitraketu when he is seen by the Lord. That means the mercy of the Lord is upon him. This is having darshan of the Lord. That means when the Lord decides to give his darshan, a few weeks ago, I was sitting near the Tulsi garden up there, and I saw two devotees sitting up there near the Tulsi garden and trying to peep from upstairs through the door of Maharaj Radhana Swami Maharaj's room around 7:30 p.m. They were trying to peep inside. So I just called them and asked them, what are you trying to do? He said, we are trying to have darshan of Maharaj. I was wondering how to tell these people that this is not the proper way. Initially, I just told him, if you are taking bath and I peep in the bathroom and say I want to have your darshan, would you like it? He said, no. He said, this is not darshan. The real darshan means when he decides to see you and be merciful, be kind upon you. So, when the Lord decides to, he said, fixed time is there, the Lord will give darshan. That means he himself is willing to come and appear in such, just like the king would come in the darbar. When he comes, that means he is ready now, yes. Anyone can come and ask anything and get. But when he is relaxing in the palace, someone goes and knocks and says, give darshan. You cannot barge into the kingdom of God. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see Krishna. Serve in such a way that he wants to see you. But when he sees, he showers his mercy, then everything can be known. Similarly, Lord Anantadev is very pleased with Maharaj Chitraketu, and he is giving his darshan. And therefore, Maharaj Chitraketu has real darshan of things as they are. Darshan means to see things as they are. And how are they? Everything is created by the Lord, everything is eternally connected with the Lord. Nothing is actually separate from the Lord. This is real darshan. And if everything is created by the Lord, everything is connected with the Lord, to see the disconnection between any of the creation of the Lord with its connector or with its creator is actually illusion. In the Chatushloki Bhagavad, this is what Maya is described. The essence of Maya is described like this. You see anything separate from its connection with the Lord, that is Maya. Because actually nothing exists separate from the Lord. Maya is what is not. And what is not? Nothing exists in it, disconnected by the Lord. Everything is the manifestation of His own energy. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhavasamanvita. I am the source of everything, everything emanates from me. One who sees this is intelligence, one who understands this. Iti matva, with this knowledge, one who worships me as the cause of all causes, buddha, is intelligent. And bhava samanvita, he can achieve the ultimate perfection, the real being Krishna conscious. So, Maharaj Chitraketu is describing the actual position of the Lord and actual position of the living entity in relationship with the Lord. This is Darshan Shastra. This is that, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, Kshetra Kshetragya. this duality, misunderstanding of the soul and the super soul and the relationship. This is the big subject matter. And great top philosophers are bewildered about this. They don't understand the soul. They misunderstand sometimes the soul to be the super soul or super soul to be the soul. The relationship between matter, spirit and controller of both. The Mayavadis don't see the connection between the Lord and His energy. Matter and the spirit they see as illusory. Only the Lord is truth. Brahma Satyam. And this whole Jagat is Mithya. And the materialistic people, they see matter, they study matter, but they don't see its connection with the Lord. And therefore, they take credit themselves. That's another kind of ignorance. So, real knowledge means to see these three things and their interrelationship. How ultimately they are all coming from the Lord, meant to serve the Lord, meant to satisfy the Lord. So, it is explained here, Brahma and other creators are nothing but small portion of you. Mamaiva amshaha. Amsha amshaha. Amsha of amsha. Yasyam sham sham sha kala. Sanityananda ramam. Even in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also mentions that shesha, this, all these people are yasyam sham sha. The amsha of amsha of amsha of Nityananda ram. To that Balaram I offer my obeisances. So, every living entity is actually an insignificant tiny part. And because qualitatively they are one, they have the same potency that is there in the Lord to a minor degree. To create, the creative ability is there in every living entity. It's natural, even children, nobody trains them, but they try to put something up and create something. Where is that coming from? Nobody has taught them anything. But they see something and they try to put things together and create something. The ability to create is ultimately coming from Krishna. Who is the supreme creator? through his own energy, he creates everything. And empowered by him, anyone can powerfully create in a perfect way. In the second canto, Narada Muni asks Brahmaji, says, you are such a powerful creator. You have created this whole universe in perfect order. It's not an easy thing just to create a building right in front of our temple on the other side. Since 1.5 years, construction is going on and on and on and on. And every 1 month, one floor comes. 2-3 years, it takes hundreds of people physically working and many more thinking, oh, it should come and where it should be what. So much intelligence, so much physical energy has to be put to create one insignificant tiny. If you go by plane and look down, this building is insignificant actually. You can't even see this area if you go a few thousand feet above. What to speak of identifying? And this little thing to create takes so much time. But when it stands, somebody may proudly say, I created this. It's my creation. On the top is written, constructed by so-and-so and brothers company, whatever. Prabhupada is giving the example here of a plane. It's really no wonder that people are so much bewildered by the fact that God doesn't exist and we can actually control matter. Because if you don't see the creator, natural tendency is to control matter. You can control to some extent. And you start taking credit. You become very proud, as it is said here. Their consciousness of themselves as separate lords is therefore merely false prestige. It is not valid. If you actually sit in a plane and try to fly, it's really... your ego can really blow up. Imagine somebody in a bullock cart or something, or walking from to go from something like say Bombay to say Delhi takes such a long time. Such a long time actually. It would take months. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we read, Rupa Goswami wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could have taken the next flight from Calcutta to Delhi and driven to Vrindavan. Walked through forests and all that. So many days without food, that, this. And now, we sit and 7 o'clock we sit and 8 o'clock we are there. Isn't it an opulence? It's an opulence. Actually, it's a siddhi. It is a siddhi actually. You decide, you think. You think that I want to be in a particular place, and by manipulating nature, you move yourself to where you want to. That's what is a siddhi. And this siddhi has been acquired after millions of hours of tapasya of scientists. They have been able to control matter in such a way and create a bird-like structure of some aluminium sheets. And your siddhi is to pay money. Hard-earned money you pay. Little extra you pay. And then you sit and desire, I want to be there. And you're there. Isn't it a siddhi actually? But it is so gross. So gross. So much traffic jam. You get stuck. If it's raining, you can't reach the airport. You may miss the plane. Baggage has to be checked. Everything opened up. You nicely pack up and everything is thrown out. Again, you have to It's an embarrassment, actually. Your bag being opened. Everyone peeping in. What's there? And then you go inside. Luggage goes somewhere. You go somewhere. Again, you have to find out the luggage. Come back. It's not a... Kardamuni did not create this kind of a plane. Actually, Wright brothers, immediately they take credit. Plane created by Wright brothers. Wilson Wright, Wilbur Wright, whatever. Kardamuni could have given his book to, you know, name to Guinness Book of World Records. First created flight, space flight, the whole, not only created a, actually created a planet. He could have taken credit. So it's actually a siddhi going from one place to another place. Acquired by tapasya. By tapasya, you acquire the power to lord it over nature and go against the regular laws of nature. The regular law, if you walk from here to there, is different. But if you move quickly, that's a siddhi, perfection, material perfection. If an ant has to go from this side of the ashram, top to the building and to go to the other side, it'll take almost like a few hours probably. And ants are really active. But a pigeon takes just 5 seconds. The pigeon already has, it's like Siddha Loka. In Siddha Loka already inborn tendencies are there. Similarly, the pigeon has a siddhi. If it wants to go from here to there, it can just fly there and sit there. That's not a very great thing, actually. All these siddhis. But it's in one sense, if you actually see, it's wonderful. It's such an amazing thing. Even human being, powerful that we are, we can't fly. The pigeon is better than us. Every living entity is, one sense or other, better than us. So there is nothing to take credit. So Narada Muni is asking Lord Brahma, I see that you have created this whole universe. And in no records, Brahma has put, I created, just write it down there. Everyone should know. He's not taking credit. And Narada asks actually, are you ultimately the supreme creator? But I see you are performing so much austerity. That means you're trying to please someone. Who's that? And immediately Brahma, in the perfect spirit of parampara, he says, no, not me. I am manifesting the already create, the potential creation of the Lord, I am only manifesting. That's all. Even I don't know how things are happening many a times. Even Lord Brahma actually does not fully understand how this is manifesting. It is just like a gardener. A gardener may sow the seed and may water the plant and see the plant growing. But the gardener cannot take the credit for creating the plant. He is a creator, but he is not the creator. Because he did not create the seed. He did not create the water. He did not create the earth. He didn't create his own body. Somebody else created. He just brought things together, gathered the seed, put it in already God-given earth, took already God-given water, used his God-given ability to pour there with his God-given intelligence. And with the God-given power in the seed, the whole thing manifested. He was simply a medium. He cannot take the credit. Only foolish people, bewildered by the illusory energy, can take credit for anything. As Prabhupada explains here, the intelligence is given by him. Buddhir buddhi matam asmi. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. The ingredients are given by him. The ingredients existed before you came. The ingredients will exist after you leave. In between little lifespan you come. and just somehow foolishly try to put things together and take credit and then go. Finished. In that little lifespan we come, we try to put things together, use God-given intelligence, use God-given ingredients, use God-given ability and try to take credit. So Brahma says no. In fact, in the Brahma Samhita, he says, Bhaswan yathasmasa kaleshu nijeshu teja swiyam kiyat prakatayadyapitadvadatra brahmaya esha jagadanda vidhanakarta govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Bhaswan means the sun. Yatha ashmasa kaleshu, there are some jewels. Nijeshu tejaha, the jewels in and of itself cannot create light. Any source of light in this cosmic manifestation is ultimately coming from the sun. Ultimately, if you go to the ultimate cause of all causes of any source of light and heat, it's ultimately from the sun. You get fire, you get by wood. Where did the wood get the heat from? The wood collects, or actually the leaf comes, and the leaf collects through photosynthesis the energy of the sun, and like capacitor stores it in the wood. And then you burn it and take the fire. Where did you get the coal from? The same wood, when it goes inside, becomes carbon. Or other stones like that. But eventually, any heat and light anywhere is coming from actually the sun. Ashma sakaleshu nijeshu tejaha swiyam kiyat prakatayad api, as it comes, tadvad atra. Similarly, Brahma ya esha jagadanda vidhanakarta. Even Brahma is simply reflecting the tiny, in an insignificant way, reflecting the creative energy of the Lord in form of jagadanda, these little andas, brahmandas. Actually, from creation point of view, it's like an insignificant egg, brahmanda, jagadanda koti. But actually, the whole energy is ultimately supplied by the Lord. Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Reka. So in that sense, when a person becomes self-realized, he sees the Lord non-different from his energy, inconceivably and simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. So what is the external manifestation of a person who has realized this truth? He surrenders to the original source. This is the first qualif. This is the first manifestation. He actually surrenders. He says, and rather than taking credit, simply become an instrument and give all the credit to Krishna. And if Krishna wills, he may give credit. As he told Arjuna, he said, actually, I'm going to kill all of these people. In the form of time, in the 11th chapter itself, even before the first arrow was shot, he showed what's going to be the result. This is my plan for this Kurukshetra battle. Arjun, whether you want it or not, this is what the result is going to be. But tasmatu muttishtesho labhas jitrash jitva shatrun bhungsha rajyam mayevaite nihata purvameva. It's already been done. Nimita matra bhava. You simply become an instrument to execute the will of the Lord. And don't take unnecessary credit for think that actually you cannot create anything without the sanction of the Lord. Prabhupada writes in that second canto purport, Columbus discovered America. America existed even before Columbus existed. But he got the credit. And Prabhupada writes, because of his previous some good karma, he got the credit. Whoever gets any credit, you must know that it is actually empowered. Lord has given him because of his some past good karma. That's all. That's why he has got credit. He's got fame. He's got name. That's actually coming from Krishna. He the supreme. Yadyad vibhutimat sattvam. Srimad urjitameva va. Tattadeva avagachatvam. Mama tejah ansha. Sviyat kriyat prakata yadyapi. What is that? Bhaswan ethashma sakaleshu nijeshu tejah. The diamond has no reflecting power, enlightening power. It is only reflecting the light of the sun. Similarly, the living entity can reflect by the will of the Lord, by the sanction of the Lord, some amount of opulence. Bhagavan is ultimately the all. So we can, and the more we actually see this, we become Krishna conscious. It's so easy actually. That's what in the Vibhuti Yoga, in the 10th chapter of Krishna, Arjuna is asking, how can I think of you always? You see any creation, you can think of Krishna. How easy it is to think of Krishna. Any creation, wow! If an insignificant living entity empowered by the Lord, of course he may give credit or not, if he can create such a wonderful thing, how wonderful must be the creation of the Lord? Sometimes we create something and it becomes an embarrassment for us. And it becomes a problem. It's like a Frankenstein. You create something and it's after you and you're running. People create children, and children sometimes grow up and then you wonder, you know, why did I create this guy? Give so much source of problem. You started a business, created something as a self-created burden. I was happy much before. When nothing existed, I was so happy. No anxiety. And now I've created something to maintain it, such an anxiety. And even if you try to destroy, it doesn't get destroyed. Debris are just lying there. Reminding you. You know what you did? This is what happened. See? It's such an... So Krishna does a perfect job. His creation is perfect. Nothing existed. And beautiful. And when he winds up, sometimes so difficult, wind up group. Winding up devotees who wind up. No, what a difficult it is to wind up. But Krishna winds up so nicely. The example is given of a spider. Brahma said, the Lord is self-created, like the spider. Spider doesn't depend on any other thing outside of itself to create its web. It's its own saliva. It just creates the whole thing. Plays around on the web for some time, surfing on the web. And then, whenever it wants, just withdraws. Brahmaji is giving the example. Krishna is like that. Krishna creates whenever he wants from his own potency. And he just comes. He never gets entangled. The spider never gets entangled in the web. Others get entangled, thinking that this is my area, this is my area. You're stuck there. But the spider is just moving around, and at the end of the day, along with all the ingredients, everything. Or another brilliant example is that of the sun. The sun, self-created energy. It's not connected, you know. The sun doesn't go somewhere and plugs in for charging, recharging. since billions and billions of years, and how much light to create the, to lighten up the whole universe. Phew, what wattage of power. Just to light up this one building, so much wattage. When you pay at the end of the month, you realize how much power you have utilized. How much power to light up a stadium for a night-long cricket match. How much light? How much light to light up the whole city of Bombay? Just see how much power is utilized. Ask the electricity department. Proper, improper way, so many people are tapping, so much energy. To light up one little city, and that too like glow once little there, not the whole thing is lighted up. But the sun, even before it rises, it lights up in a way unimaginable by any technological advancement, you can't light up. And since millions of years, and still it is not getting exhausted. This is just a tiny, insignificant manifestation of the self-sufficiency of Krishna. Since millions and millions of years, millions and millions of wattage of power being regularly radiated, and still it is not even reduced this much, practically. And this is a material creation. It's not spiritual creation. What to speak of spiritual, which is ever existing and never exhausting. Then you cannot but become Krishna conscious. You cannot but start loving Krishna. And you cannot but surrender to Krishna. Knowing how powerful he is. How cozy it feels. So nice. I'm under Krishna's protection. Who can harm me? Krishna, the creator of the sun, is protecting me. But either false prestige or fear or any of this is simply because of not understanding that connection of the living entities and the matter with its original creator. That's Maya. Maya means to think separate. Separate the energy, separate the living entities from the Lord. And till that illusion, we will never understand. And therefore here Chitraketu is offering such beautiful prayer. Because he sees everything as it is. This is darshan. This is real darshan. You see things as they are, not as you think them to be. Not as you want them to be. But seeing things as they are. Everything in perfect harmony in creation with the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, one question you can take. Can you pass the mic?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class. Prabhuji, you said if I create something, the credit goes to Krishna. If I create something bad, who takes the credit?
Who takes the credit? Even that credit goes to Krishna. Ultimately, good or bad, how do you judge anything as good or bad? If it is, Hiranyakashipu was able to not only create, but maintain, and to some extent try to destroy. And he was miserable, but of course. Because he couldn't, it seemed as if he is in full control. Without the sanction of the Lord, even they cannot do something. But Krishna fulfills his will through them. Mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. In forgetfulness, just like Krishna, the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra, was Krishna's will to exhibit something. So those who had independent desire thought themselves to be doing it. The others who were surrendered to the Lord manifested, whatever way. You know, I'm simply an insignificant instrument. So taking credit is the real problem. Even if you create on behalf of the Lord, taking credit is actually the illusion. And as regards, what about destruction? That let Shiva do, that's not your problem. So creation, if we allow ourselves to become an instrument in the hands of the Lord to create what exactly He wants, why Brahma is worshipped as a creator? Because he got the master plan of the Lord, Tene Brahma Hrida. Krishna gave him the plan and he executed that plan to the best of his ability without taking credit. So, you may say, what about the bad things? Like the creating ability is ultimately coming from Krishna. The intelligence is coming from Krishna. Just like here, the scientists, they are creating all the automobiles and all that. Where is it coming? The ingredients are from Krishna. The intelligence is from Krishna. But when you don't do it according to the will of the Lord, it becomes like a Frankenstein, as I said. It causes problem. It causes problem. Purnamadah Purnamidam. The creation is perfect and complete. You don't have to create something to create a better world. So, to think that the Lord is a little foolish, you know, I need to change a little to make it perfect. That's foolish. So bad means if you try to do something against the will of the Lord, even with good intention, but without the spiritual understanding when we try to do it, it simply creates havoc. So credit, there's no question of taking credit for anything. You will be discredited for having created the atomic bomb and destroyed or something. He created it. His intention was good, but it was misused. Ultimately, the creator, empowerment is coming from the Lord. But if you do it in accordance with the will of the Lord, and what is the purpose? Actually, there is only one purpose of creation. Only one purpose. To facilitate all the living entities, to give them an opportunity to reform themselves and come back to spiritual world. So to facilitate that plan, if you create a facility, that is good. You create a wonderful facility simply to facilitate the plan of the Lord, that everyone understand the plan of the Lord, surrender and come back to Him. Utilize everything. Is everything is meant for only that purpose. And even with good intention, if you create something good, you can't take the credit because it's empowered by Maya. She's empowering. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Reka. Ultimately, it's only one energy. She's empowering. So, if it is again, that is bad. What is bad creation? Bad creation means when you create something and you don't use it for what it is actually meant for. That is a bad creation. Otherwise, in the creation of the Lord, nothing is good or bad in and of itself. Everything is absolutely good. And everything has a purpose. So bad means if it's not used for the purpose, for what it is meant for. This glass is there to meant to drink water. Alright, but if I take the glass, empty it, and hit someone on the head and cause him bleeding. That is bad. The creation is not bad, but its utility is bad. The creation, the microphone, is not bad if it is used to speak to 100 people, thousands of people. Now here I am speaking, and probably in Mira Road and other way, people are hearing. Everyone is hearing all over. They are using whatever material control that they have to facilitate this plan of the Lord. That's perfectly all right. But if it is self-glorification through this, like many people do it, use this facility for glorifying themselves or contaminate the consciousness of the environment, that is bad. In and of itself, even any creation is not good or bad. Can you give example of some bad creation? Huh? Can you pass the mic? Gun? Oh, gun is so good. During the time of Krishna, they had so many weapons. We are foolish. We only have fiery weapons. They had watery weapons. They had air weapons. Indra Astra. And then Vayavya Astra. This Astra, that Astra. Brahmastra. Even Brahma created Brahmastra. Pashupatastra. Lord Shiva also created Pashupatastra. Astra in and of itself is not good or bad. When during the time all these people were attacking and all that, Prabhupada asked devotees in Mayapur to have guns. It's good. You don't have gun, you don't feel protected. So in and of itself, nothing in creation is bad. It's utility which makes it bad. That credit for spoiling the whole thing goes to whoever does it. Bewildered by illusory energy, you spoiled it. You spoiled your chance of perfecting your life and others' chance. That credit goes to that person. The discredit goes to that person. But credit ultimately goes to Krishna for creating something. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Tai Gaur Premanandi.